Coach, recording coach, congratulations on winning the state tournament.
Thank you. It's quite an honor.
Talk to me through this game tonight. You guys came down here. Tell me about the game tonight.
Well, you know, we take a lot of pride in our defensive approach to the game. We think that's been our tradition for, you know, since our program began, and every year we tell the kids that we're going to be a top defensive team, and we're going to build pitchers to throw strikes and work ahead and work fast and let their defense play the game. And I think Blaine did a great job of that. You know, I think that last inning goes to show. I mean, you need a little luck in baseball too, because baseball doesn't know who's going to win the game. But we always stress that if we play good defense, we'll be in every game, and I think that showed today.
Talk to me about your season. What got you guys here today?
You know, it's got to be, we got 13 seniors on this team, and 2 years ago, the same group won the VFW State Tournament, and we just knew that they were a special group. If they all stuck together and kept working hard, you know, when you got that much senior leadership, you know, the sky's the limit. And I think that really was the difference, because we didn't really buckle. You know, we had times in our section play, we had times in the state tournament where more inexperienced teams might falter, and I think to our kids' credit, you know, they hung in there and they persevered and found ways to win the game.
Talk to me about Eric Lesterkamp tonight, and he made a couple good runs in the top of the seventh, along with Zach Hinkemeyer.
Yeah, Eric, you know, he's the heart and soul of this team. You know, he's a Lions All-Star, and he's going to play college baseball at St. Cloud State. We knew going into the season that he was going to be our go-to guy, and I told him when it was 3-1, you know, he was the guy I wanted in that situation, and he just fought off a good pitch. And you know, again, there's where a little luck pays off. It wasn't a well hit ball, but it had eyes on it and it found the green, and that was, I tell you what, those two runs were big insurance runs for us.
Coming into the game, what was the attitude? You know, you guys were coming down here playing in the new Twins ballpark at Target Field. Did you think that guys would be getting, you know, awestruck? You know, we're going to be playing in a major league stadium in a major league ballpark that just opened this year.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, that in the back of your mind, you know, when we pulled in, it was just wow, incredible. But I personally thought yesterday's game was the one our kids were more nervous about. You know, it's because once you get here, it's like, wow, we're here. And, you know, even though it's a great venue, but we tried to stress with them, you know, you got here because you deserved it and you've earned it. And now let's just enjoy the day, a great atmosphere. We got a good showing from our fans and have fun with it and don't buy into the pressure. And obviously the first couple innings, there were a lot of jitters. But I thought as the game went on, we found a way to calm the nerves and we battled through. Both teams did. I got a lot of high praise for that Delano team. They're well coached.
There were indeed a lot of fans here tonight, and you guys had a lot of fan support. What does that tell you about this team and throughout the community? And what does it mean to come out on top and win this championship?
It feels great for our community. We got a great tradition up in the Cold Spring, Rockville, Richmond, and surrounding areas, and you know, and I think that the fan support tells a lot about that tradition. You know, we always talk about we have to recognize our tradition, and every year we talk to our kids about, you know, that Ricori or that R on your chest. You're playing not only for yourselves but for the, you know, the 40 other years of Ricori baseball players that came through the community. And it was great seeing a lot of fresh faces today. You know, a lot of fans came down here to support us, and I couldn't be more proud of how our kids handled that and how our fans cheered us on.